This bill once and for all replaces the school property tax with an income tax and a sales tax. We take the sales tax and move it up from 6% to 7%. We also expand and tax a few new goods and services. The other thing we do is the income tax increase. Those numbers together will raise the revenue we need to replace the $10.4 billion in school property taxes that we're trying to cover here and make sure that school property tax is no longer the source of funding our schools, but we've shifted to a more reliable, more stable funding source that allows people to stay in their homes.